It's the morning after on Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The first of two summer primaries is over. Kathy Hochul has won the Democratic nomination for governor, and Antonio Delgado will be her running mate as lieutenant governor. That ticket will face Lee Zeldin and Allison Esposito on the Republican side. Joining us now with more is WNYC's senior political correspondent, Bridget Bergen. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
The Associated Press declared Hochul the winner at 9:26 last night. Her victory party was in Tribeca, not far from our studios. How did she frame her victory last night?
Well, just to set a little scene there, Michael, Hochul took the stage dressed in white, a nod to the suffragette movement in New York. The venue itself had, of course, a glass ceiling, a metaphor for New York women breaking that glass ceiling with Hochul's official Democratic nomination. You know, she talked about the challenges she's already faced during her 10 months in office, from COVID surges to this very recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions throwing out the state's concealed carry gun laws and ending abortion rights in so many parts of the country because of the overthrow of Roe v. Wade. She made this about moving forward. It's worth noting that Hochul has called for an extraordinary session on Thursday to bring the state legislature back to take legislative action on gun laws. And ultimately, she made this general election fight around these issues and the question, she says, that faces voters.
Are we going to move New York forward, or you let the far right extremists drag our state backwards? You tell me. I know the answer. You know the answer. And there's only one party that can take us forward. And who is that? That's the Democrat Party.
So you hear there, Michael, she is officially moving into general election mode, and the fight for gun control and abortion rights will be center stage with her.
What about that lieutenant governor's race? We talked about the potential for a split ticket with Hochul and someone else's running mate. What did those numbers look like?
Yeah, that was the storyline we thought might happen. But as you said, Antonio Delgado was the winner there, beating Ana Maria Archila and Diana Reyna by upwards of 30 points. You know, ultimately, that's not really even close, despite some big progressive endorsements for Archila from the likes of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In his speech, Delgado acknowledged both of those women, praised them as public servants, but he very much went straight for that line that he and Hochul will be using throughout the general election, framing it as an existential fight for rights, especially for women.
Supreme Court's decision to overturn decades of precedent turns back the clock on women's rights and at once reasserts an old regressive social order rooted in patriarchy and male domination. This is the fight of our lives.
Now, while he's obviously talking about abortion rights there, there's a little bit of irony, Michael, that a male candidate beat two Latinas to become the LG nominee, and now he's running against another woman on the Republican side, Allison Esposito.
Now, let's talk about the Republicans. People were describing the race as fluid all the way till the polls closed last night. And yet, Lee Zeldin, who has the party's support, still won. What does that say about the state of Republicans in New York?
You know, I think it's interesting that the top two finishers in this four-way race, Zeldin and the runner-up, Andrew Giuliani, were certainly the candidates most closely aligned with former President Trump. Zeldin is one of the members of Congress who did not vote to certify the 2020 election results. Giuliani worked with the former president and, of course, his father, once the New York City mayor, is still closely tied to him. Zeldin, as you mentioned, had the party's backing, though, and so that helped him in turnout, particularly outside of the city. And I think we are in for a very nasty fight until November. Zeldin will be talking about issues like crime and inflation, and he's going to make it pretty personal, perhaps Trumpian. Here's how he described Hochul in his victory speech last night.
See, Kathy Hochul, she's in over her head. She's a walking identity crisis, to be honest. She's been pandering to a far left in this state.
Now, Zeldin, of course, is trying to appeal to some of the far right voters. Among the first acts he said he would take as governor, he wants to fire Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who's become something of a lightning rod for conservatives who believe his office is too soft on crime. Now, of course, it's not that easy, but it makes a good line when you're trying to appeal to those voters.
What about the issue of turnout? Here in the city, the Board of Elections was tweeting numbers all day that indicated pretty light turnout across the city.
Yeah, and that was definitely the case here in the city and state. Statewide, it was about 1.1 million voters who turned out for the Democratic and Republican gubernatorial primaries, and that includes about 496,000 here in this city. Now, back in 2018, when it was just a Democratic gubernatorial primary, more than 1.5 million people turned out, and about 900,000 of them were here in the city. So definitely significantly lower turnout. Now, keep in mind that primary in 2018 also featured the state assembly and state senate contests. It was in September, which was a time people were more used to primaries, but still turnout's way down by comparison. That was about 25% in 2018. We're talking about 13% this time.
What a drop. What about some of the down ballot contests? Any big surprises among those assembly candidates?
I mean, generally, it was a good night for incumbents. There were some progressives who had attempted to challenge some incumbent officials, and they didn't quite make the bar. Unofficial results show that longtime incumbent Bronx Assembly member Jose Rivera, once the Bronx Democratic Party boss and head of a political dynasty, lost to George Alvarez. Also up in the Bronx, longtime Assembly members Michael Benedetto and Jeffrey Dinowitz fended off progressive challengers that had some backing from the Working Families Party. Over in Brooklyn, Hercules Reed, who had been endorsed by Mayor Eric Adams, ran in that special election, lost his race again to Monique Chandler Waterman, who also won that special election. And then in Manhattan, Grace Lee won the open 65th Assembly District that's currently held by Assemblymember Yulee Niu, who, of course, is now running in the 10th Congressional District race. That is a primary coming up.
Okay, so Bridget, one primary done. What comes next?
Well, of course, we're going to take a closer look at more of these results. In the governor's race, we're shifting to general election mode. As I said, I think it's going to be an ugly one. But keep in mind, we still have another primary, August 23rd, for congressional and state senate races. WNYC and Gotham's team will be all over of that, talking to you more between now and then.
That's WNYC's Bridget Berg, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.